I am Spider-Man, no more.
So are you like Spider-Man Noir?
I'm more like something? Spider-Man Arkham Asylum.
Oh, okay, yes. Because that's what that game looks like at the moment.
Yeah.
What's it called again? Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions.
Yes, not Shattered Memories. That's a Silent Hill game.
Yeah, so that trailer made me feel real ambivalent, like, watching it, because, like, the first half of it is just pretty much like,
hey, they're ripping off that game, it was good.
Yeah, we made Arkham Asylum, but with Spider-Man, and it's dark, and then all of a sudden, like, halfway through, it kind of flips over to Amazing Spider-Man, and he's doing all the kind of things you expect Spider-Man to do, like, kind of wisecracking and
being a friendly neighborhood guy.
Yeah, that's right. So it looks like they're kind of using the, because they're announcing two more characters that you'll be able to play as alongside Spider-Man Noir and Amazing Spider-Man. So it looks like they're going to use that to introduce different gameplay for each of these four characters.
Okay, so they're going to rip off or play homage to Arkham Asylum for the Noir bit, and the Amazing Spider-Man, what's that?
Well, I guess that will be a lot like the other Spider-Man games that have already come out before.
Swinging?
Yeah, just like kind of platforming type stuff. And but
there were a couple of clips of weird kind of first-person web-slinging.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that was from the Amazing bit? Or I think two unannounced?
I think that they might have those throughout the game, and they'll in the same way that God of War uses like QTE sequences, I'm sure that they're going to use these weird first-person sequences for very specific things.
Finishes, not like,
I don't think you're going to have control over the whole game in first-person or anything.
I would like to play that game.
That would be,
I am crazy, so
I don't get motion sick during games, but swinging around as Spider-Man in first-person might be enough to have me lose my lunch.
I should lend you Bionic Commando.
What, just to see if I,
yeah, I mean, that's third-person, obviously.
Yeah.
That's kind of got a kind of real motion to it.
Yeah, that's right.
Swingy.
Yeah. I think the, it's not really criticism that the noir part looks like Arkham Asylum, because I think Arkham Asylum did some really interesting things for not just Batman, like, as a game franchise, but also superhero games in general, because I think up until that point, that you had to cover certain beats of what a superhero does, so it's mostly about combat.
Yeah.
But if you think about Batman's character, he really is, like, as much detective, yeah, exactly, as he is, like, beating up criminals and stuff, so that game had a lot of detective work in it and following clues and that kind of stuff. So if this is going to use these four different characters to explore different aspects of gameplay that you might not be able to, you know, realistically get out of just regular Amazing Spider-Man, then it could be pretty interesting.
So one of them could be you play as Peter Parker and you're just dating people.
That would be awesome. Dating sim based on the Spider-Man universe.
And you thought the other one might be zombie
something? Yeah, Marvel Zombies Spider-Man, maybe, because that's pretty popular. And then,
is he actually a zombie?
I think so, yeah. I haven't read the Marvel Zombies comics, but they're,
why not?
I have no idea, but I
you are the zombie guy.
I know, and I also like the,
but do you not like licensed zombie products?
No, I think that from what I, my understanding of the Marvel Zombies franchise, that it's awesome. Like, Captain America eating Thor or something. That sounds like it's probably really entertaining.
I wonder how quickly you just run out of people because they're all eaten.
Yeah, that's right. We should find out. But yeah. I think that one of the other characters that they'll include might be the future Spider-Man character. Like, it's like Spider-Man 2155 or something.
Any idea how he uses the future to make it more interesting than Spider-Man?
He has a flying car. No, I don't know. But he should.
Yeah.
I think all superheroes from the future should probably have flying cars. Laser guns,
flying cars.
Yeah, that's right.
The internet's really fast.
Yeah. that would be a great future tale. Like, everything's the same, but the internet's really fast.
Spider-Man 2100 can upload audio boos in like 3 seconds.
In 3 seconds rather than the kind of 2 minutes or so that it takes now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a definitely more interesting game than the last one was.
Web of Shadows? Yeah, but it's funny because Web of Shadows seemed like it was going to be interesting, and then
I think it was the highest rated of the last few Spider-Man games.
Yeah, I forget, did they have a new developer on that or something? But this game's being made by what are they called, Beenox Studios. They're kind of, I don't think they've done much for. Yeah, they've made licensed animated movie games.
Yeah,
And they've done ports. I think their original game was that they made Guitar Hero smash hits.
Yeah.
So this will be interesting to see if Activision's kind of grooming them as their Spider-Man studio, which I guess they might if this turns out to be successful.
I shouldn't speak about it without knowing for sure, but I think something bad happened to the last Spider-Man guys.
Yeah, well, things didn't go well for Neversoft either, did they?
No, not really.
But yeah, I'm looking forward to this. I think it'd be an interesting take on superhero games.